This weekend presents another opportunity for us to remove this feeling of frustration, disappointment that's been in our locker room for far too long. We're all sick of the feeling, and we also understand that it's up to us. It's up to us to get rid of that feeling. So this is a big week for us to have a solid week of prep, remain focused, dialed in, all the stuff we talk about, controlling what we have control over. And there's no disputing that it does get harder as the losses mount. But that's our reality right now, and we have to face those facts. So, like I said, we need everybody in the locker room, coaches, players, prepared at the highest level. And whatever they've been given, find a way to give a little bit more. Because as we all know, what we've seen on the field, it hasn't been enough. 49ers coming into town. You know, their season not going the way that they wanted it to go. But they're, it's this competitive group, to go into Chicago, win on the road in overtime. I'm sure that gives them some momentum. Blaine Gabbert's doing a nice job for him. They're not asking him to do a lot, but what they're asking him, he's doing it well. He's very good with his feet, as evidenced by the scramble production that he's had. He does a good job knowing where to go with the football. Defensively, I've known Eric for a long time. I know that group's going to be very prepared, well coached, dialed in to what we do. Have a plan to take away our strengths. Navarro Bowman is a guy that's coming off the knee is playing well. He's one of their main playmakers. The rookie Armstead has come on of late. He's playing some good football. So it's a challenge. It'll be a challenge for us. On the decision to go with Johnny at quarterback. We want to see him play. We want to see him build off the improvements that he made on the field. And he and I talked, and he also understands, and I've said this a lot, that to be a starting quarterback in this league, it is so much more than what's done on the field. That there's an added responsibility. There's the responsibility that you have when you're an NFL football player, and then you add to it when you're an NFL quarterback. And that's a big part of it. Earning respect to teammates and trust to coaches is just as important as what you're doing on the field. And he understands it. He's working hard. And I'll be surprised if he goes out there and he's not dialed in and prepared for this defense. So he understands it. And he knows this is an opportunity for him, and we all want him to take full advantage of it. On the injury front, injury report's a little long, but Travis Benjamin has the shoulder, and all the guys in the concussion protocol will not practice. Everybody else on the list will be at least limited in some form. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, last week when you named Austin the starter, you talked about how he earned it. What has Johnny done to earn this start?
Well, first of all, the on the field. I mean, we had the well documented violation of trust, but everything else has been solid. The preparation in the building, and even when he wasn't the guy, whether it was Josh or whether it was Austin, he was very supportive. He upheld his responsibilities as the backup, as is required in that room. We've seen the improvement that he took. I mean, it's the Pittsburgh game wasn't that long ago, but it was a step backwards, but that didn't have anything to do with football. So we have a guy that we've invested a lot in. We've got four games left, and this will give us a good sense of where we are with that room moving forward.
Trust in buckets, but regain it in drops. Did Josh McCown's broken collarbone change the whole situation?
Did it change the situation? I wouldn't say that, but we have to be able to put a team out there and play, and we know that there's some off the field issues there with Johnny. I mean, it's been very, very public and debated. Those are things that we're well aware of, we're going to spend some time, whether it's now, doing what you can, and after the season, addressing those. So. And that's why we made the decision to go with Austin, and here we are with Johnny. Like I said, we want to see him play.
Was he more contrite when you just had this discussion than when you confronted him with those violations?
Yeah, I don't want to go into the details of it. I mean, he and I visited yesterday for a while, and he's full speed ahead.
Here.
Zero tolerance. You mean currently and moving forward?
Yeah.
You evaluate. It's hard to, when you got to put things in a vacuum. I don't want to sit here and say, because then you look at the degree of an incident. So it's going to be it would be hard for me to sit here and say we have a zero tolerance policy, but if something were to occur. I could imagine that the repercussions would be harsh.
No matter what evaluation you get out of Johnny on the field in the final four games, is it safe to say that from a trust issue, it'll still be questionable or undetermined even after the season?
Well, 4 weeks is a long time. So I think we'll have a good sense of that then. And then I think at the end of the season or as the season's winding down, as we look ahead to the break, that and it's not just with him. We'll meet with all of our players, and have a plan for them, and have open discussion. Here's where we see you. How do you see yourself? These are the things you need to work on, and it's A to Z. Sometimes it's football related. Sometimes we'll talk about there's potentially off the field issues. So, that's part of the exit process for everyone.
Manziel can be a long-term starting quarterback, and what does he have to do to build on that evidence to actually become a long-term starting quarterback?
Do his job. Do his job and understand that it's not just about on the field. And I've said that to be a starting quarterback in this league, there comes great with that comes great responsibility, and it's the field. Is part of it, and off the field is another part of it. So what does he have to do? I mean, it's day-to-day and work. We already talked about getting things rebuilt, and that does take time. But it's for all of our players, what you strive for is respect to your teammates and trust to your coaches. And it's even more so when you're a starting quarterback, and we feel he's capable of getting there, but it's a process.
What has he showed so far that would indicate that he has at least a chance to be a long-term starter?
I just think the improvement that he's made, just even going back to his rookie year, one, it starts with preparation. When you have a good sense of what the opponent is in, I understand that this front likely means one of two coverages. Okay, now where's my coverage indicator? Okay, now it's this coverage. And you can identify, when you know what the other team is in, then that helps you. Okay, what's our play? If it's man, I'm going here. If it's zone, I'm going here. If it's blitz, this pressure shown. I got to work the. I mean, it's all that, the processing speed, the pre-snap stuff. Whereas last year he was, I mean, at an elementary level with that. Whereas this year that he is so much better, and in the games that he's played, he's done a good job of redirecting the mic and protection and at times when Alex couldn't see it. Or getting guys lined up, or knowing when the motion's supposed to leave, and setting—if two guys moved and holding one back—and I mean, all those little play-by-play, graduate-level details of playing quarterback, he's come a long way with that. And then he's had production. I mean, you don't throw for 375 yards on the road in Pittsburgh by by accident. I mean, he went out there and executed the plan, did a lot of good things in the pocket, and then when the play broke down, made some plays out of the pocket. Now, is he batting 1,000? No. He's made mistakes. He's had issues with turning the ball over. That's stuff we're working on. But just feel from the overall sense of all the details that go involved with quarterback play, that just he's covered a lot of distance, and I think the eagerness and the desire is there for him to continue to head down that right path.
Mike, does it present an extra challenge for you as a coach and for the rest of the guys that are working with Johnny when you say these things and you set forth the rules about how you want him to behave off the field? But maybe some of it is something that he can't necessarily help, and maybe some of it he can, and I don't know.
No, and we,
but is that an extra challenge for you guys that you're asking him to do something that maybe he can't do?
No, and we, I mean, our first concern always will be with the person before the player. And we have discussions, very personal, very private discussions about his issues and things like that get addressed. So I wouldn't say it adds to the challenge. I mean, that's part of coaching, that you have to have whether you're, you know, a mentor, you're an authority figure, a mentor, a brother. It all comes with that. And like I said, we always want what's best for our guys personally. They have to be in a good place personally for them to be in a good place professionally.
Mike, is there any – we asked you this a couple of weeks ago on Hayden. Is there any updates? Is he still in the same stuff where he can't get past the baseline test? Is he around the building at all?
Sure, he's around. He's around. He's he's towards the end of the protocol, but he's still in it. And we'll hopefully in the next couple of days we'll be able to shed a little bit more light.
So he did
on it.
Get back to baseline.
Yeah, I don't have the details of it. I just know in all the steps that he's close to the end.
Like where are you with Manziel in terms of taking him at his word?
I mean, I'm a big believer in show me, don't tell me. Yeah, and I've said that before. That's true of anybody. When trust gets violated, it's hey, I don't tell me. Just day to day, do the right thing. Be your guiding force.
Can I ask you? I'm going to address this one too. But when you guys drafted Johnny Manziel, didn't you have an idea that this be an issue?
Of course, sure. I mean, you see the reputation, what was out there, and I don't think we anticipated that his problems, his issues, maybe how deep rooted they were, you know, the extent of it. But you know, that's one. Do you chalk that up? You have a lot of if you sat in our draft meetings and listened to the background reports on a lot of our guys, and you took guys off the board based on that, it be about 5 or 6 magnets left over to pick from. So you have to decide, you know, how much of this is maturity, how much of this is, hey, was it early in his college career, is it continuing? I mean, you do as much research as you can. And then the other part that's impossible to predict is when you have players that are a certain, you know, they're in college and all of a sudden they come to the NFL and now they're getting NFL paychecks. How will that affect them? And you're trying to predict that. I mean, that's why it's the draft, it's hit or miss with so many guys just because of how impossible it is to predict those things as they move forward.
Two more.
Hey, Mike, who's going to start left guard for
you? We're going to go ahead and give Austin Pastore the start.
How disappointing is it that your number 19 pick hasn't been able to
No, and I don't think anybody's more frustrated than he is, because he'll have a stretch of 4 or 5 good plays where he's does his job, does it well, but he's made critical mistakes and the ones that have had a big effect, whether it's, you know, giving up a quarterback hit or a sack. But we have not lost confidence or faith in Cam, but it's just something that Austin is a guy here on campus that we also want to see play. And this is – he's been great since he's been here. Works his tail off. He knows what to do. So we'll see how he is this week. But just felt it was best to go ahead and switch those two.
Last week, Dean Filippo said it could take weeks for Pryor to get back into mental football shape. Do you think it's going to take weeks?
I think that was probably worst case scenario. There's a reasonable chance that he'll be up this week. To his credit, he came in here in very good shape, and the knowledge that he had gained of our system quickly came back to him. So that was a positive. You assume the worst when a guy just gets here. Let's assume that he's out of, you know, he hasn't done much and he's out of shape and he's forgotten a lot of what we've done, and that's not the case with Terrell. So hopefully we can get him out there sooner than later.